This is actually one of the largest works that Theaster Gates has made using decommissioned fire hoses. And he personally sourced them in his hometown of Chicago. So while the stripes of these stitched together hoses run vertically, I think they also very much evoke a sense of the horizontal stripes in the stars and stripes of the American flag. And symbolically, they're very important items, particularly in the history of the United States, and very weighty items as well. As Theaster says in his own words, for days, fire hoses and cannons were used to intimidate America's wrongly served. And when he was speaking about this, one of the key reference points is a gathering that took place on May 2nd in 1963, and a seventh grader named Gwendolyn Sanders, so that's the equivalent to a year eight student, to just put it into context for UK listeners, how young this person was. She led her fellow classmates and hundreds of school children throughout the city of Birmingham, Alabama. The youngest of them wouldn't have been more than 6 years old, in a walkout to protest the shameful inequality in their level of education in their segregated schools. And the authorities arrested children that had gathered. They resorted to the vicious use of police dogs against the children, as well as high-pressure water hoses. And the televised footage of the children's crusade was really one of the turning points in the civil rights movement.